What if you could do something that you enjoy right now instead of waiting? What if you could be retired and still continue working, but like we said before, just do what you'd love to do, not merely what you have to do, right? So we are starting to look at retirement not as a stage of life, but as a state of mind. So this is a little bit different than how the world teaches us, right? You have to think differently about these things. You have to figure out how to generate income without doing any work. Stop trading time for money. Get your money to go out on the field and create money for you, i.e. passive income.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We have one of my favorite topics that we're going to talk about today, which is retirement. It's why we got into the real estate business. It's why we like talking to you about financial freedom. Retirement is on everybody's mind. But it's also a scary and daunting conversation to have. I think a lot of us have been trained in the way of the world, which is go to school, get a good job, sock away 10% of your money into a 401k, and hope that over the next 30, 40, 50 years, it grows substantially enough so that when you want to stop working, you can retire, start drawing that money down, and hopefully you don't outlive your money. There's a couple of hopefullys and things in that sentence, which is kind of why we got into real estate in the first place. Hope is not a strategy, in our opinion, and we don't want to keep our head in the sand and give our money to somebody else to manage so that we can hopefully retire one day. You know, I've always thought about how do we retire now instead of when we're 60, 70? And I think a lot of the conversation is predicated on the fact that we don't really know what to do with our money, or we've bought the lie of Wall Street, which is you're not smart enough to know what to do with your money, and you're not smart enough to know how to invest it and save it and build a nest egg. And, you know, I just, the volatility of the stock market is something that we try to stay away from. Everything has volatility, right? But how do you hedge your risk and hedge your returns so that you can consistently start making some passive income? This is what led us to real estate 10 years ago and saying, hey, we really want to start taking control of our financial future. We want to get financially free ourselves. And, you know, retirement wasn't an age bracket to me. Retirement was a lifestyle, right? Meaning you can do what you want when you want. Maybe you can still work, but maybe you want to work for an organization that you desire to work for and doesn't pay you a lot because you have passive income. Or maybe you want to continue to work, but maybe part-time. Maybe you want to spend more time with your kids. And, you know, so these are the types of things that we want to start talking about when we start thinking about retirement. Here's the problem. Planning retirement is a daunting task. I mean, I have things that I have to do today. I have a 7-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, a wife. We're moving soon. So I have plenty to do today that I don't want to think about retirement planning. I mean, I have to cook dinner. I got to get the kids ready for school. We got to read some things. We got to, you know, all the life things that you do on a daily basis are what you're planning on today. So me too. I mean, I have the same thing. But it's this stage of life that kind of is looming over everybody's head. And we're not planning for it, right? We're picturing the life on the beach and the yachts and the sailboats and maybe playing golf and eating at buffets and traveling. But unless you start planning for that, you're never going to have that lifestyle, right? And maybe you feel guilty about not planning for your retirement. I know that when I was in my 20s and I knew that people, I should have started socking things away, I wasn't doing it yet because I wasn't making enough money, quote unquote. Right? I couldn't figure out how to give 10% of my income away. I still had bills to pay. So it's easy to put stuff off till tomorrow that you should be thinking about today, but life goes fast, right? What's the commercial? Life comes at you quick. And, you know, once you get to middle age, you're starting to think, well, now retirement's coming faster. My kids are getting older. They're expensive. They're going to have colleges. I have daughters. They're going to have weddings. Like, is that all part of my retirement plan? How am I going to pay for all this stuff? So we're going to talk about retirement today, but let's start off with a couple frightening statistics about retirement in America. Hopefully you guys are not in this sector, but if you are, don't worry, you can change it. So number one, 58% of Americans are actively saving for retirement. So that means more than 40% of us are not doing anything at all to plan about retirement. So, you know, next time you're sitting around your family of five, or you go to Easter dinner or Christmas dinner or whatever, look around. If there's five of you at the table, two of you are in retirement trouble. Number two, 48% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved. Half of those boomers, stat number three, half of those baby boomers say that all or most of their retirement income will come from Social Security. Well, last year, folks, you're going to have to survive on $16,000 a year. Half of all retirees are going to have to figure out how to retire on $16,000 a year. I can't make that work. I don't know about you, but I need to start planning to get way ahead of that number. Number four, 1 in 10 Americans are saving 15% of their monthly income. Why is that a big deal? Well, that's what financial planners say you need to really start saving to make sure that you are going to be in a good spot when you retire. So I think I read a statistic the other day. It was like 5.6% was the actual aggregate percentage that people are putting towards their retirement. Number five, only 36% of Americans agree that they will have enough money to retire. I mean, so if only a third of us believe that we're going to have enough money to retire when it comes time to retire, why aren't we planning, right? It's the head in the sand strategy. It's the put money in your 401k and hope strategy. It's not going to work, right? It's proving itself out that it's not working. Social Security benefits, whether or not you think they're going to be around forever or not, it's a dwindling account, right? Pension systems across America are failing. I mean, pension systems by the dozen are going out of claiming bankruptcy every single month. So just look it up, right? Google pension crisis in America, and you'll see how many people are not going to be able to retire. It's going to put a big strain on our system. The baby boomer generation is just the first ones that are going to do it. Number six, just 40% of Americans have spent time working on their retirement plan. So we're not even working on it. Like, we're not even thinking about it. We're not working on it. Overwhelmingly, we're only 40% of us are putting time in to make sure that our retirement account is moving. Forget about, you know, not moving. So number seven, a majority of Americans are learning about retirement by word of mouth, meaning their retirement investments are being taught by their friends, their families, their coworkers, not professional investors, not professional money managers. I mean, this goes back to the premise of stop taking money advice from your broke friends, but that's what we do overwhelmingly. Number nine, 35% of women have zero retirement savings compared to 15% of men. So over a third of all women have zero retirement savings. Ladies, you got to get in line. You got to start worrying about how you're going to retire. And if that's joint with your husband, great. If it's single by yourself, great. But you need to start contributing to a plan. And then number 10, the average debt load for millennials. You ready for this? $30,580. The average household income, $55,200. That means 3/5 of millennial income is going towards just debt, mortgage, car payments, credit card debt, student loans. Well, if 3/5 of your income, 60% of your income is going towards debt, how are you going to save 15% of your income every year to put it into retirement? So, look, that's the retirement crisis in America. That is what we're facing, right? So let's talk about retirement 1.0, what we're taught. And traditionally, retirement is a stage of life that once we come close to life's end, we want to start drawing down our money. We want to stop paying bills and start using that money for golf, sailboats, the things that we mentioned before, right? The fun part of life. So by the time you reach retirement, you're supposed to have saved enough to stop working and then live off your savings, no matter how long you live. I mean, is that even reasonable? So we're going to talk about the story of the squirrel, right? We all grew up knowing this story where the squirrel isn't playing with his friends. He's running around before wintertime. He's gathering up all the nuts he's putting in the tree. He's making sure that he has enough to sustain through winter. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what happens if winter wait is longer than it was last year? What if we haven't planned effectively, or if we get hungrier than normal during wintertime? What if it's not going to get us through? That's kind of the idea of retirement planning in America, is squirrel away as much as you can. And then when you're done working, between what you have saved and Social Security, you should be able to live a comfortable life. But what if you live longer? right? What if you want to do more vacations? Like, what happens if retirement lasts a little bit longer than you anticipate, right? So what if, and forget about the practicality of this situation, but what if the squirrel could figure out how to, instead of going out and collecting nuts and saving them for winter, would figure out a way to get nuts delivered to his door every single week? So maybe he even has more nuts at the end of winter than he had when he started. Well, that's the retirement plan that I'm looking for, right? I'm looking to figure out, how do I put my money to work in places that it's going to compound my money, create passive income for myself, and I have more by the time retirement is over than I have less, right? If we want to pass on generational wealth to our families, then we have to do more than just squirrel away and then slowly spend it in retirement. We want to squirrel it away and then put it places where it's going to continue to increase. I want to leave more to my kids than I have when I started retirement, not less. I mean, I want to enjoy my life too, but how can I do both of those things, right? So that's the model that we're going to explore. We call it retirement 2.0. Like, what if you didn't have to wait until the end of your life for retirement? What if you could do something that you enjoy right now instead of waiting? What if you could be retired and still continue working, but like we said before, just do what you'd love to do, not merely what you have to do? Right? So we are starting to look at retirement not as a stage of life, but as a state of mind. So this is a little bit different than how the world teaches us, right? You have to think differently about these things. You have to figure out how to generate income without doing any work. Stop trading time for money. Get your money to go out on the field and create money for you, i.e. passive income. So as you start to grow your passive income, we've talked about this on previous podcasts, right? What is your number? What is your financial freedom number? How much money does your money need to earn you on a monthly basis so that you don't have to worry about your bills, so that the bills are covered and you can literally quit your job and start a new adventure if you'd like? So to get that ongoing income, that wealth creation, that's the way that you're going to be able to retire earlier, right? And you can generate more income rather than worrying about spending it all. This is not for everybody, right? The majority of the people that are out there don't even believe that this is a possibility. So you have to figure out how to make your retirement dreams a reality. And that's why we started getting into passive investments as well, because we recognized the fact that if we got passive money in every month that would cover our bills, we could go and live a different type of life. But there's some challenges to it, right? How do you achieve this type of retirement? I mean, the first thing, you have to think outside of the box. This is different than conventional wisdom that you've been brought up with. This is different than probably what your parents taught you. This is different than what your neighbors are doing. And it's just a different way of thinking. So this is first a mindset issue. You have to figure out, is this something that you want to pursue? I knew pretty young that I wanted to figure out how to retire or create passive income so that I could go do what I want when I want and not have to go punch a clock. So when you're looking for ways to generate income while you sleep, you have to do a bunch of research, right? You got to do some reading. You have to figure out, you know, is this possible? It sounds like a foreign concept. I mean, the first time that I heard about passive income, I was like, yeah, that sounds nice for rich people, right? It sounds like a late night infomercial. But the fact is, there's a world of possibilities out there that you never knew existed. There's a bunch of ways that you can create and generate passive income. I have some friends that write books and sell them online. I have some friends that started some e-commerce stores, right, and sell through Amazon, but it doesn't take a lot of work for them to do these things. What I love about passive real estate investing is that other people are doing the heavy lifting and I'm generating income while I sleep. So every month, every quarter, every year, that money starts to roll in based on what I've invested into those deals. Each piece of real estate that we invest in generates income for me and my family so that we're closer to that financial freedom number. Every time we do a deal, whether it's 100 or 500 bucks a month extra that's coming into our household, we know that we're chipping away at that number to where we can just say, okay, now we're financially free. So as we've mentioned, there's a lot of different ways, right, to generate income. But once you do that, you'll start to see that passive investing, that passive income will start to grow and grow and grow. And then it starts to it almost steals some of your focus. Like, how do I get more of this passive income? So you know, it's educating yourself. It's figuring out what your retirement numbers are, figuring out where to invest your money so that the soldiers on the field can produce more to bring back to you, start creating passive income, start creating generational wealth. So if you're interested in learning more about passive real estate investments, you can join our investor club. Go to freefromwallstreet.com, join the investor club, start to learn about what we're doing, how we're doing it, how people that are partnering with us are doing the same exact thing. You'll start seeing deals that we're doing. You'll see some previous return profiles. You'll see all kinds of stuff, right? We really pull the curtain back. How are we doing it is how we want our partners to do it too. So go to freefromwallstreet.com, get focused on retirement and get there faster than everybody else is telling you that they think you can do it, because I know you can do it faster. You know, we are picking up and moving our whole family because we have enough passive income to not be pinned down to one geographic area. Now we could do it anywhere, right? Because passive income gives you that flexibility. So retirement 2.0, thank you so much for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.